Stop by your McDonald's for the summer break menu. Choose from a delicious double cheeseburger, Filet-O-Fish, six-piece chicken McNuggets or a snack wrap, plus a small fry for just $2.50. And bring brighter days to your summer. Only at McDonald's for a limited time. I'm loving it. We're back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson. Time now for our key matchups for Sunday's game. Philadelphia, Washington, NFC East game. And Chris, you can begin.
Thank you very much. I'm going to start with the Washington offense. No Deshaun Jackson in this matchup, so the go-to guy in the Redskins offense is tight end Jordan Reed. He leads the team in reception to this point in the season. He is Kirk Cousins' safety valve. He's going to be moved all over the formation, so it's going to be incumbent upon the Eagles' defense, whether it's the safeties, Malcolm Jenkins and Walter Thurman, or the linebackers, where you go Connor Barwin on the outside, or maybe the rookie Jordan Hicks or Michael Kendricks, who should be back from the hamstring injury. It's going to be incumbent to make sure that they stop him. He is the guy that makes the passing attack go. So if they can stop him, then they can focus on stopping the rushing attack, one that's been very good to this point in the season for
Washington. We'll take a look at Jordan Reed in just a little bit on the show. My first matchup is Eagles rookie wide receiver Nelson Agholor, kind of against the entire Washington secondary, one that doesn't have D'Angelo Hall, one that has Chris Culliver banged up and likely to play, we think, but he's got an injury problem with his knee. But can the Eagles get the football down the field? I think they can attack Washington's safety position. And who's got the best speed at wide receiver for the Eagles? It's got to be Agholor. Eagles have got nothing deep. They really need to push the ball down the field and get some chunk plays. And I think this is the week to give it a shot. And I'm going to say Agholor has a chance to be that guy.
All right, so for Sam Bradford to get Agholor the ball, the offensive line has to win the battle up front. And this is a very good Washington defensive front. It's very similar to last week going against the Jets. Washington, they have Terrence Knight up front, Stephen Paella, Jason Hatcher, Chris Baker, who's Jason Pierre's old friend from last season, and the Eagles are going to be having Matt Tobin stepping in at the right guard position. So for the Eagles, they've got to win that battle in the trenches, try to get the ground game going, and then hopefully they'll get those chunk plays Agholor down the field.
All right, so on the other side of the ball, it's the Eagles' defense against Washington's outstanding running attack, Alfred Morris and Matt Jones, the rookie running back from Florida. The Eagles leading the NFL in run defense per carry, just 3.1 yards per rushing attempt. They have been outstanding really for years here. Stout, strong, aggressive to the ball against the Washington offensive line. That is okay, but the Redskins are determined to run the football and run it some more. It's a power attack, and they're not going to quit on the ground game unless the Eagles can take a lead, or very much like the Jets last week, force Washington into a catch-up situation, put the ball in Kirk Cousins' hands. Sloppy field. I just think, Chris, that Washington will really try to be dedicated to the run game.
Certainly that's the case. Now, you mentioned the 3.1 yards per carry. How about some other key numbers to look at in this week's matchup? It's our stats only. Let's bring in Alex Smith.